When the nuclear deal, also known as the JCPOA, was signed between Iran and the world powers in 2015, supporters of the deal were hoping that it would allow Tehran to attract greater foreign investment and increase trade to boost its economy. But in the wake of a U.S. pullout from that accord and the imposition of unilateral sanctions against Iran, the deal's survival hangs in the balance.
You know, in 2016, we started with big visions and with a strong will to start cooperating with Iran again. And the sanctions, which were introduced last year from the U.S. side, they affected this vision, this trade with Iran very deeply.
While many EU countries say they oppose U.S. sanctions, it appears they can do very little to counter the punitive measures. For example, EU's special trade mechanism with Iran, known as INSTEX, has failed to solve trade problems with Iran.
I guess INSTEX is really a big new move of the Europeans. You know, it's the first time that Europe tries to be really independent of the U.S. So I ask the Iranian partners to be patient, because, you know, it's a pretty new instrument and a pretty new tool.
Iranian officials now say they have become disappointed with Europe. That's why Iran has pushed for expanding commercial ties with its neighbors in order to offset the impact of U.S. sanctions and bolster its own economy.
And especially this time after the U.S. withdrawal from the nuclear deal, after May 2018, Iran defined a kind of a new policy of expanding ties with its neighbors.
In the case of Iraq, since March, Iran exported $2.5 billion worth of commodities and services to the neighboring country.
We have the amount of $13 billion export to Iraq within last year. And the government of Iran has considered the target of $20 billion for next 3 years.
For now, despite U.S. sanctions, Iran, with its economic weight, will remain an integral actor in the region. Mohammad Hashemi, reporting for Press TV, Tehran.